I think that most of Meyer's design principles would apply to, say, a lecture with PowerPoint slides. I think the same principles would work for a lecture or for text plus audio. His research was done mainly on the combination of sound and images in video, but I think these are general principles and aren't specific to any particular medium. Now, we need to be tested in these principles. We need to be tested in a face-to-face environment, but I think most of them would apply. What Meyer's principles don't cover are the affordances of media. So I think that as a general design principles, they're good, but they don't actually help to tell you whether you should be using video or classroom teaching. And that's where I think Chapter 8 is important, in that it is important to identify the differences between media in their educational affordances. So it's not just a question of generic design.